Hey guys, what's going on? Welcome to the show on a Monday. This is Sports with Strawberry Ice. I'm your host, Jeff Trunipole. And as always, I'm bringing you sports from a West Side point of view, right here from Cincinnati, Ohio. And holy smokes, Cincinnati sports fans, we had a great, great weekend. UC Bearcat men and women's basketball teams won. The Cincinnati Cyclones clinched a playoff spot. Unbelievable. All right, I've been waiting since Saturday night to get into this. If you guys are fans of me and you follow my Facebook page or follow me on Bearcat Country, you saw my reaction after the game Saturday night. I was going freaking nuts. Okay, this is the way this weekend started. I'm going to start with Saturday night. I'll follow back to Friday night, but got to start with my Bearcats first. Started Saturday night. John Brandon had a good point. He said this after the game, and the way the Bearcats played in the first half, I think it's something we should consider, because actually Wichita State did this yesterday. Senior night, he wants to do the ceremony after the game, which, like I said, the way the Cats played in that first half, they were all out of sorts. They were, Trayvon Scott had his worst game as a Bearcat, except for the last play. So I do think that's a good idea. I mean, we had the ceremony going on. Chris Vogt wore the wrong colored shirt underneath his jersey. See, I'm wearing my ring of red, but I could wear two different colored shirts. He can't. So he couldn't even play at the beginning of the game. All kinds of stuff's going on. We had a terrible, terrible first half. We only shot 24% from the field. We were 1 of 10 from three-point land. Temple closed it out. First half on a 14-4 run. I'm like, oh my, dude. Again, it's been like that. I'm just like, we're going to lose. Like, we're playing terrible. We're down by 14 points. Now, I've said this before, and I love Mick Cronin. I don't mean to keep banging on him, but his teams cannot come back for 14 points down. And John Brandon and this team have done it multiple times this year. Well, they look absolutely terrible. Like, they've never played basketball before. I mean, that first half, Temple was doing whatever they wanted. We couldn't play defense. We couldn't rebound the ball. Well, we never really got really good at rebounding the ball, except for the last play. The first half was awful. I mean, it's just, like I said, that's where I agree with Brandon. I think maybe we should not do the senior night ceremonies till afterwards. All right. So I posted this, like I said, on Bearcat Country. I did this in the South Florida game, too, where South Florida was laughing at us at halftime. So I'm like, well, it worked that time. I'll do it again. I posted on Bearcat Country saying, and I'm not saying I had anything to do with the Cats. I'm just kind of superstitious. We won, so I did the same thing. But I posted, I said, are you going to get punked out? Or are you going to step up? Well, the Cats stepped up. Mamadou Diarra. Wow. He scored 8 of his career-high 12 points in the second half, including a three-pointer, and including a great block shot, a couple of them. Keith Williams, he scored 11 points in the second half. Like I said, the Cats were down 14 points to start the second half. Jaron Kerblin, the key. We don't lose when he does this. He scored 20 points. When Jaron Kerblin scores 20 points, the Bearcats win. He scored 20. They won. Okay. So, we got all this going on. I got senior night going on. First half is terrible. We're making a comeback. We're trying. We're still losing. I mean, we haven't led in the game the whole time yet. It's a minute 34. Last minute of the game, somewhere around there. Temple comes down and hits a three-pointer. Like, this dude, I can't remember his name. I didn't write it down. I should have wrote it down. He's the leading scorer in AAC history. Hits a three-pointer. I'm like, it's a dagger. I'm like, oh, man, come on. I'm like, calm down. Jaron Kerblin gets the ball, drives up the lane. He's got that heel problem, and he cannot finish his shots. Missed it. Thank God Trayvon Scott was there to tip it back in. And the play, I didn't go nuts yet. I'm like, yes, we scored. Okay, hold on. We got to play defense. And then we play defense. They do a half-court heave, and he misses, and I'm going nuts. I was like, holy smokes. How in the world do we win this? Now, A month ago. Okay, when we lost to Colgate, did you actually think we had a shot at sharing the AAC regular season championship? I know I didn't. And then we started going on that run. I started talking about it on my show back when I thought, some dumb reason, I thought when we won the regular season, it was an automatic bid, which it's not. I don't know what I was thinking. But anyway, I'm like, we can win this thing. We started making a run because after the Colgate game, I wasn't sure what we were going to do. So, with that win, that gave UC an automatic first round bye. So, the tournament starts on Thursday. Bearcats don't play till Friday. All right. So, Sunday rolls around. So, we need Tulsa to lose to Wichita State. And it wasn't even close. Tulsa pretty much manhandled them. They won 79-57. So, we went from, I don't know if we're going to make the NCAA tournament, which I still don't know. I got to get that in a minute, too. To being the number one seed in the AAC tournament. So, we're going to play the winner of UCF, Central Florida, South Florida. We'll play them 1 o'clock on Friday. I'm going to B-dubs and Corrine to watch it. So, we got that. It's just, I cannot believe how up and down the season has been. I mean, I'll put it to you this way. On Friday, or excuse me, Saturday, Thursday, Jerry Palms had us out. Lunardi had us out. We were all there. Everybody had us last four out. Now, Lunardi has us at a 12 seed. Now, the reason he does that is because we're the number one seed in the conference tournament. So, we're projected to win it since we're the number one seed. So, he's basing his seed on us winning the AAC tournament, which is great. I mean, if we win this thing, which we very possibly could, we'd go from a first four out to a 12 seed. So, I think we'd bypass Dayton altogether. I'm pretty sure. So anyway, it's not over yet. We gotta win at least two games to get to the conference finals. I've been saying this for a couple weeks. If we win two, we make it to conference finals, I think we're in. If we make it to the conference finals, we might be a 12 seed because, like I said, I don't think the committee pays attention to the championship game because I think they've already made the decision then because it's so close to Selection Sunday. I could be wrong. So if we make it to the championship game, we might stay at a 12 seed. I don't know. We'll see. Either way, just go win the damn thing and guarantee our spots in the NCAA tournament. All right, all that happened Saturday and Sunday. Sunday afternoon, the Bearcat women were taking on UCF. And they're just like the men. First half was terrible. It was on ESPNU. I was watching it. And I'm like, oh my goodness. We look like we don't even know how to play basketball again. Second half rolls around. They come back to win it. 57-61. I posted this again on Sports with Strawberry Ice and Bearcat Country. The interview with the Bearcats ladies head coach, she was so emotional and excited. I think she was holding back tears. I mean, because it's been 17 years since the Bearcats women have went to a conference championship game. Now, that is tonight. So, Bearcat Country, tonight, ESPN2, 7 o'clock, they take on UConn. Now, I know, it's UConn. But UConn's not the UConn they used to be. I mean, they're the fourth seed in here. We're the third seed. So, by that, we're pretty close. Now, I know it's still UConn, and I know they're really good. Hopefully, fingers crossed, the Lady Bearcats can pull this out, and we can get both men and women in the NCAA tournament. So, make sure you check it out tonight. ESPN2. If for some reason you don't have that or you can't watch it, you can listen to it on the Bearcat app. If you get that, they do broadcast the game. It's not on radio or anything. It's just on the Bearcat app that they will do play-by-play. So you could actually listen to the Bearcat broadcasters and turn the sound down on the TV if you want to. So this has just been a great, unbelievable Bearcat weekend. Okay. Now I said I was going to fall back to Friday. I kind of started on Saturday because I'm excited about the Bearcats. But the most consistent playoff professional team we have in the city is the Cincinnati Cyclones. Friday night, they won their fourth in a row to clinch a playoff spot in the Kelly Cup Finals. We had goals by Justin Vive, Ben Johnson, and Johnny Callahan. The goaltender, Michael Hauser, dude, he has been on fire. He stopped all 23 shots for his first ever career shutout. Bearcat Nation, Bengals Nation, Bearcat Country, everybody, follow the Cyclones. Reds Country, follow the Cyclones. They are our most consistent playoff team. They are a lot of fun to watch. I've been down there multiple times. They're in the playoffs again. I mean, they've won two Kelly Cup championships here in the last 15 years. I mean, everybody says they want winners. They want winners. They want winners. We got one. Go watch them. They're a lot of fun to watch. All right. This show, and every show I do, is brought to you by T Properties. T Properties, quality housing for quality people. Check out their website at www.tpropertiesllc.com for all your rental property management needs and your rental needs. So if you own a rental property and you don't want to mess with all the headaches of actually running it, give T Properties a call. If you're looking for a rental property, go to the website. All their available ones are listed right there. Okay, I have not forgot about the Reds. Like I said on my, if you saw the rundown on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, there's not a lot going on with the Bengals or the Reds, but the Reds play today, spring training game, at 4:05. It's not on TV, just radio. So make sure you check it out. The Bengals, there's not, until they draft Joe Burrow, I mean, the scouting combine's over. Free agency's going to start, hopefully. When free agency starts, hopefully the Bengals will sign some, like I said, on Friday's show. If we get a linebacker, cornerback, and a offensive lineman, would be great to have that before the draft. All right, I mentioned it here a couple times on the show. I got a couple Facebook groups, sports groups I'd like you guys to check out. Really fun discussion. Sometimes people get in arguments, but most of the time it's just fun sports debating back and forth. But you got Bearcat Country, Bengals Nation, and Reds Country. And then, as always, check out my page, Sports with Strawberry Ice. I'm on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. You're watching this on the YouTube channel. If you get this link through Facebook, do me a favor. Watch the show. Tell me you like it. And then if you don't have a YouTube subscription, please go in to YouTube, get a subscription, and just subscribe to my show. I'm at 148 subscribers now. Trying to get to at least 1,000. That'd be great. I mean, I got a long ways to go. On the podcast, wherever you're watching at, hit subscribe. If it's on Apple Podcast, I'd really appreciate it if you guys give me a 5-star rating. That helps. I'll take all the help I can get. Anyway, great Bearcat weekend. That was the best thing I saw in sports over the weekend. What was yours? You can tweet it out to me. Facebook message, Twitter, Instagram, all that. And as always, that's just sports, baby. Tell all your friends about me. Man, this is a fun weekend. Yeah.